Coming up, a couple of intern reviews. Lorik's going to review the Lua mouse. We're going to take a look at the big new XPS all-in-one from Dell. The BEM wireless mobile speaker. I got a speaker of my own. And from Lomography, a smartphone film scanner. Time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone and enter Before You Buy. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used Samsung Galaxy, iPhone, or other smartphone is worth at Gazelle.com. Welcome to Before You Buy. That's the product review show here on Twit, where we get all the Twit staff together and sometimes even the interns to look at the latest products. Our producer, Shannon Morse, kicks things off. We get a lot of portable speakers in. I think this
we get so many.
A category that people are interested in. And usually Liz Romero takes all the portable speakers.
Yes.
But you decided to review this one, the BEM Wireless. What is this?
Well, the big reason why I decided to review this one is because it's adorable and it comes in purple. But I got the orange one, sadly. I guess that's okay.
It's cute. It's pretty.
It comes in six different colors. So you get black, white, red, there's orange, there's yellow, and I believe purple is the other one. And did I say red? Yes.
And it's a rubberized outside?
Yeah. So it's really nicely touched. So it has this rubber siding to it. The top, of course, is not rubber. It's
that's
just
hard.
Nice plastic, okay, where the actual speaker comes out. Uh-huh. And then the bottom has this somewhat squishy and sticky bottom to it. So you can like set it on a dashboard in your car if you wanted to.
That's to keep it from vibrating too much, too.
It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't move around. It's very hard to push around. So it's very sturdy. The battery on this lasts about 6 hours. When I charged it at home from a fully dead battery, it took about 2.5 hours to charge. They say 2 hours on their website, so not too bad of a difference there. The big thing I noticed about this is it gets really, really loud for its tiny size. So if I turn this on, for some reason, the power button's down here. So I'll turn that on. And let me make sure I am Bluetooth connected via my phone.
Is this a speaker only? Can you use it as a Bluetooth
phone? It is a speaker only, okay. Yeah. No actual Bluetooth phone calling on it, which is one of my cons, actually. I figured that out, and I was like, oh, it's kind of weird that that's not included when so many do include them these days. So I'll play an audiobook once I got this connected. Let me do that again. Turn on. There it goes.
Now, one thing I like about the Jam Box from Jawbone, similar idea, is it talks to you through the pairing thing. It says Jam Box is in pairing mode. This just made
it
annoying. So
this one does not.
Beep.
It just gives you that really annoying beep.
And now you're playing an audiobook.
So I'm playing 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, so the sound quality, as far as audiobooks goes,
Chapter 30.
It gets really loud and it sounds really good.
How's the bass?
The bass isn't that great. So if I go on here and I play some music, let's say I'll just hit up Pandora.
To tell you the truth, I use these for audiobooks all the time because I want to carry the book around with me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wear headphones on because my audiobooks are on my phone. So I just have a little speaker.
So this is really nice, especially if you're just like, you know, in
washing the
kitchen,
the dishes,
doing stuff.
Exactly.
You don't want to touch anything.
Yeah.
So this is really nice to have. And if I turn this up.
Well, you know what? It's better sound than I would have thought.
The bass is not that bad.
Especially for the size. Very comparable to the Jam Box.
Very comparable. So it's a pretty good quality little speaker. And the fact that it lasts 6 hours, it doesn't have any cords except for the couple of plugs in the back. You got the audio in and out, and you got the micro USB, so you can charge it.
Mini USB, which is a little unfortunate.
USB.
That's less common these days.
But it does come with one, so it's not a problem there. Yeah. Other than that, you know, no extra cords, and it's very small. It's unobtrusive, which I think is great.
Pros and cons.
My big pros about this is its sleek look. I like it that it comes in a bunch of different colors, and it's very unobtrusive. It's a really, really nice
good
and
size.
Solid design.
Yeah.
And excellent volume range. It gets so loud, especially for its size, again. And the cons, of course, the bass quality isn't perfect, But I think you're going to run into that problem with most anything mobile speakers.
Anything that size, yeah.
And also the power button placement is kind of weird. The fact that it's on the bottom like that is just really odd. And then there's no calling capability. So that's going to be a problem if you're looking for that specific thing when you're buying a mobile
Jambox does
speaker.
Do that, but it's twice as much. So. Yeah.
So this being $70, I gave it a try. If you don't need the calling capabilities, you could probably take one of these home and have no problems with it. But if you need those calling capabilities, you probably don't want to buy this one.
Very good. Shannon Morse. She's also the host of Hack 5 and ThreatWire at YouTube.com/TechFeed.
Thank you.
And produces our fabulous show. Thank you, Shannon. The BEM Wireless Mobile Speaker. We're going to have... Now, did you coach Lorik a little bit?
I did.
Because Lorik is a high school kid. He's a little bit shy.
Yes.
But we decided we'd let him review this gaming mouse from Rocket. We've reviewed other Rocket products before. This
yeah,
is
we have.
The Lua mouse. Let's take a look at Lorik.
Hi, my name is Lorik. I'm an intern for Twit, and today I will be reviewing a gaming mouse called the Rocket Lua. Now, the Rocket Lua is a gaming mouse that is both left and right hand supportive and also has three buttons. Now, my experience with it. I've played a lot of shooters, I've played a lot of FPSs, I've played all the games in my library, as many as I could. And I have to say to you that this mouse is really good at playing those games. The sensitivity is really good, better than any other mouse I've ever had. The feel is amazing. It's like it's not smooth to where you're going to slip off of it, but it's not rough to where it feels kind of weird. It has that kind of a middle ground, but you could still slip off of it a little bit if you're not grasping it too hard. Also, the weight to it is kind of in between as well. So you might want to be careful if you're playing a really good game and you're too into it and your hand slips off the thing and your mouse goes flying. The size is really good, but for those who kind of have big hands like I do, it was kind of a little bit difficult, but not too difficult to play with it. I did get like a little red spot on my hand, but oh well. Now, let's talk about the pros of this. First off, it's really smooth, like I said. Second of all, the sensitivity is really great. And also, third of all, the cord, as you can see right here, is pretty long. I mean, it's longer than this table right here. Now for the cons. The size is really small, so it's not too small, but it's small enough to where I still kind of had problems with it, but it wasn't too bad. Also, the middle button is kind of in an awkward spot to where I have to either A, look at it to press it, or B, not use it at all, which at that point I would just use the mouse wheel. My final verdict would have to be a definite buy. With a price of $30, which is really cheap for a good gaming mouse, it is really great. For if you're a gamer or you just want to have a better mouse that's more sensitive, or you actually want to have a left-hand mouse, I would give this a definite buy. I'm Lorik Decker, and this was my review for Before You Buy. Back to you, Leo.
Thank you, Lorik. Lorik Decker, who's been great all summer long. I guess he's going to go back to school like some of our other interns go back to high school at Petaluma High in a couple of weeks. But it's great to get him on the show. We've got more reviews coming up. In fact, I've got a portable speaker to compete with yours, Shannon. But first, let's talk a little bit of a pro tip for anybody who does a lot of mailing. It's stamps.com. And I got to tell you, it's the greatest place for you, if you don't want to go to the post office, you don't want to send your employees to the post office, but you want postage when you need it, exactly the right postage, stamps.com. I'm going to show you how you can get this free USB scale so you always know exactly what the right postage is. Stamps.com recommends the class of postage. And then if you've got an envelope, it'll print not only your postage, but the address, the return address, even a company logo if you want, or a message right on that envelope. It also prints postage for any class of mail, media mail, up to certified and priority express mail. In fact, if you're doing those mails, express mail, priority mail, the kind of mail you have to fill out forms for, it'll fill out the forms for you. It'll even offer to send an email to the recipient with the tracking number and everything. Plus, you get discounts you can't get at the post office, so it saves you money. It is the way to do shipping easily. A pro tip for anybody who has to ship. Believe me, you do not want to use a postage meter. The cost of postage meter is significantly more than stamps.com because you don't need special ink. You don't need a special postage meter. You're using your computer, your printer, and stamps.com. Give it a try right now. We have a special no-risk trial offer at stamps.com. When you get there, don't jump at the $80 value. Click the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our offer code before you buy, and you will get a $110 bonus offer that includes $55 in free postage to be used over the first few months of your account. That's awfully nice. Plus, you get the digital scale. You just pay shipping and handling on that. I think it's about $5. To make up for that, a $5 supply kit, and of course, 4 months free of stamps.com. Give it a try today. Just use our offer code before you buy, will you? At stamps.com. Make sure you click that microphone. And you can cancel at any time, but that scale is going to be yours to keep. And it is a very handy thing to have. A wonderful little USB postage scale from stamps.com. Jeffrey Needles is here. Jeff is a co-op with us. He is out from Northeastern University. He's been here since January. Yep. And you're going to be going back in August, back to school. But we've been having a wonderful time having you here. Anybody who's seen the Giz Whiz and watched his Lego building prowess. But he's also a computer whiz. Do you prefer Windows or Mac? Let me ask you that right up front.
For
I think you're a Mac guy.
Office work? Yeah. I like Windows.
Really?
For home,
for Excel and stuff. Okay.
Just Mac.
So you're agnostic.
Yeah.
We let you try out the new Dell XPS 27. This is effectively their all-in-one, but it has touch and Windows 8.
Yes. So as you can see here, it's a Windows 8 machine and it's a giant touch
screen. Boy, it's big. 27 inches.
Right. And that 27-inch screen, it's not 1080p. It's 2560 by 1440, which was actually really nice. And it has a really great screen.
It's very high resolution. IPS, mm-hmm. It's very good quality. Even at an angle as I'm sitting, it looks really good.
I'll get to one of my cons now is it is super reflective. So even
it's
you
glary.
Sit down in front of it, it's like just a mirror.
Yeah. And that's true of a lot of screens these days. And you just have to, I guess, adjust your room lighting, but in an office, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. But as we have it here configured, it's a Haswell. It is Haswell. It's
fourth
got
generation.
Core i7 and 8 gigs of RAM, and it's got the NVIDIA 750M.
So this is pretty high end. How much is that
one,
as configured?
$2,100.
Okay.
But you can get it as low as $1,600 with a Core i5 and 4 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
And it, unlike an iMac or set or other all-in-ones, it does have a Blu-ray combo drive with a DVD burner.
That's
burner,
nice.
Which is
Blu-ray
nice.
In it. Wow. So that could be, this might be good for school, for a kid, right?
Because the other nice feature, it has an HDMI in, similar to the iMac.
So you could put,
so you can put an Xbox in, a PS4, et cetera.
How are the speakers on it? Would you need external speakers?
They're not terrible. They're not, like, amazing.
Yeah, what you'd expect,
them,
in other words.
You could use them if you're just watching a movie, for whatever.
One of the things I liked about the Dell XPS 1 that I reviewed is the connectivity on the back was remarkable.
Yep. That's one of my pros as well. The connectivity down here, it's got 6 USB 3 ports, no USB 2 at all.
Yeah.
It's got Thunderbolt and it's got that HDMI in
That's
and out.
That's awesome.
Which is really nice. And overall, it's just really, it's a solid machine.
Wireless keyboard and mouse,
yep.
I see. Bluetooth?
Wireless, both included. Yep. The mouse, I really like. The keyboard, not so much. It's a little small for me.
But you could use any keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're both actually Logitech that Dell includes.
Interesting.
And a really nice thing about this is that Dell actually includes very, very little crapware on it.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of companies, HP, Compaq, Lenovo, they load it up with...
Right. Unlike the Lenovo 20-inch or 27-inch you did where it had all the special things for with the toys and stuff, this doesn't have any of that. It comes with McAfee, but you can get rid of that.
So it's a relatively pure Windows 8 experience.
Right. It's got a couple of little Dell things here, but it really just actually links to like buying stuff, like Dell's website.
You can get rid of that bookmark. You don't need to leave that there. Yeah.
But I tried to
Now, we're not doing a Windows 8 review here.
Right.
In fact, if you could pull back a little bit, Burke, on the shot so we can see, that's what we want to see is,
It's.
I mean, we know what Windows 8 looks like. What we want to see is what the computer looks like, and it looks pretty solid.
So the actual computer, it is, solid would be a good word for it, because it is really heavy, and it's really, it's a little bulky, it's a little cheap feeling. In order to tilt it, you actually really need two hands, and it goes... Doesn't go to, you can do it like if you're using a standing desk, this is a really nice angle, but otherwise.
Boy, we're seeing the reflectivity there too, as well, aren't we?
Right. It's just crazy. But it's
so
like,
it comes with a stand though, so
it's
what
got
you
a stand.
This and looks like a great student computer. Nobody's going to steal that computer.
No one can steal it. It's ridiculous. It's very heavy. But
so pros and cons.
Pros and cons. Pros, screen resolution 2560, 1440.
It.
It's great. The minimal crapware I really like because I don't like having all that stuff on it when I get a computer. The connectivity, like you mentioned, the Thunderbolt, the USB 3, the HDMI in and out is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it is overall just really snappy, really fast computer. It performed really well. I've used it a lot. I've been using it as my office PC for the past like 3 weeks.
Great.
And on the cons, super reflective screen, which you can learn to live with. But the bulky and the cheap feeling of the actual machine when you go to angle it, when you try it, tilt it and things, and the lack of adjustment.
It's not super stable. Yeah.
It's not like solid feeling beyond the fact that it's really heavy.
Right. You know, one of the things that people often ask about computers is support, and Dell really is very, depending on whether you pay for additional support. When you pay for the Dell Gold support, it's pretty good, but when you don't pay for it, it's hit and miss. It seems like that would be, well, what is your recommendation?
I'm going to give it a try, because if you are a student or you want to go for your dorm or whatever, and this can be your TV as well.
That's your TV.
And, I mean, it doesn't have a tuner, but it has the HDMI.
But so if you had a cable box, you plug it right in. Yep.
Right. But it's a try, because I wouldn't. If you're going to use it in an office, it's just a little expensive. I feel it's a little expensive. Okay. Like $2,100 for this configuration, or even $1,600.
One HDMI in? Just one?
Yep, just one in, one out.
So if you had a cable box and an Xbox, you'd have to get an HDMI switch or something like that. All right, that's the Dell XPS 27 Touch. A try from Jeff Needles. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We got a wild one. This is bizarre. Lomography's been around for a while. They're a store that sold a Lomo. They brought back the old weird, bad Russian film camera, the Lomo, and they're doing other odd things. I sometimes feel like it's tongue in cheek, and yet this is also, I think, kind of serious. This is the Lomography smartphone, yes, film scanner. We asked editor Anthony Nielsen to take a look. Anthony?
Hey, I'm Anthony Nielsen, editor here at Twit, and I'll be reviewing the Lomography smartphone film scanner. The film scanner, as you might have guessed, lets you digitize all your 35mm negatives and slides directly to your smartphone. The device itself is pretty straightforward. The base consists of a light panel powered by two AA batteries, a mount for your smartphone, and three stacks to adjust the distance between your phone's lens and the base. To scan, turn the power on and begin feeding your film through the bottom slot, turning the wheel to pull it through. Mount your smartphone with its lens centered on the viewport and attached to the base. The rest is on the phone. Launch the app, and you'll see it has a few modes. One for regular 35mm shots, Lomo Kino for scanning movie shot on the Lomo Kino, and panoramic for stitching together shots. In regular mode, you'll see it's pretty bare bones. You can zoom in, crop, and has a few filters. Then you just snap the picture. The problem I've had with this app is its lack of control with exposure and white balance, so I suggest going with a different camera app with better control like 645 Pro, and then bring the image into a different app like Photoshop and do all your adjustments there. Pros and cons? Pros, it's really easy to use. Photos look really cool if you're into the analog look. You'll see vignetting, grain, and other distortions. And it's small and portable. You can pretty much throw it in your backpack and forget about it. Cons, the app really sucks currently. It's buggy and lacks fine control. It doesn't fit slides. You'll have to remove the film from the frame. And poor image quality. The resolution and quality is not what you're going to get from a true film scanner. Once you crop the photo, the image ends up being about 1 megapixel. Try buy, don't buy. For me, this is not a buy. I had a lot of fun scanning my photos, but the cost is too steep for what essentially is a toy. And it's definitely not for those looking to archive all their old photos. I'm Anthony Nielsen, and this is my review of the Lomography smartphone film scanner.
Well, and I can vouch for it that this is actually film. Those were not Photoshopped, faked film scans. This is actually film. And one of the reasons you might want to use the Lomography app or a smart app is this is obviously a negative, so it's reversed. So one of the first things you have to do is reverse it. But the app will do that for you automatically. I especially like the manual knob that you turn it with. You know, if you're the kind of, it's a hipster product. That's what it is. It's for hipsters. So we gave it to our hipsterish fella, Anthony, and even he didn't like it. Thank you, Anthony. He's one of our newest employees, Anthony Nielsen. He's doing a great job as an editor here. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to review a kind of odd speaker inspired by naval submarine technology. But first, let's talk a little bit about Gazelle.com. New products coming out all the time. You watch this show, you probably, you know, your mouth is watering. You're going, yeah, I'd like to get that. What happens to the poor old product? You just throw it in a drawer? The old phone or the old tablet, the old speakers, the old, you know, if you've got something like a phone, like a tablet, like a computer, like a laptop, like an iPod, I got to tell you about Gazelle. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. You can get cash for that gadget, and you can get it fast. One of the best things about Gazelle, though, is when you go there and you get a quote, that's good for 30 days. So go get a quote now. Don't waste time. Those prices are going down all the time as these products age. If you've got a Nexus S, or a 7, rather, and you're thinking, I know Google's going to have a new Nexus 7 soon, get a quote now, and then you have 30 days to get the data off of it and to get the cash. They'll pay the shipping on anything worth more than a buck. You could throw it all in a box. They'll send you a box with the shipping label and everything. You just send it off to Gazelle, and then they'll send you a check, PayPal, credit, or, and this is my my suggestion, if you use a lot of Amazon, get an Amazon credit. What's that 32-gig Nexus 7 worth? I'm curious. First, what shape it's in, good. Yeah, good's good enough. Okay. Huh. $62. Throw it in the box. Yeah, that's, believe me, it was only a $200 product, so that's pretty good. And then get everything else out of that drawer, out of the closet, throw it in the box, get some cash. A great way to get money for your old stuff. They even buy broken iPhones. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. Recycle the easy way. Pass it on to somebody who wants it. Gazelle.com. We thank them for their support of Before You Buy. Couldn't be a better sponsor for Before You Buy, since we're telling you about all this new stuff you got to buy. Art, this is just a weird product. I got it in the mail, just unsolicited. It's a British company called Damson Audio, and you might have heard of Damson Audio. They make a variety of portable speakers. This one, though, is based on technology designed by the United States Navy. It's called incisor diffusion technology, and it was designed by the Navy to pass sound through the hulls of submarines. Well, you're not in a submarine, but this is a speaker system. Now, so the whole idea is this is essentially a speaker driver by itself. In fact, what I'll do is I'll turn it on. I'm using Bluetooth. This supports direct line in via a cable, but you can also pair it. I've paired it to my computer here. And let me just play a song through it. But you won't hear a whole lot. It's just a little tinny sound because this is just a driver. What you're expected to do with this is put it on something. And we just have a variety of things we could put it on here. I'll put it on the box that it came with. You can see it gets a lot louder, but it's a little, you know, I don't know. It's not great. Let's see what else we got here. I got a plastic tub. Let's try it on that. That's not bad. Let's try it on the stamps.com scale. It's distorting. It's distorting. Gosh. They even say, and they're British, so they say, you can play it on a pack of crisps. I don't think so. Well, I guess you can. But here's the problem with this. You don't know what it's going to sound like. Now, does somebody, Jeff, you want to do it? You want to do a little, I don't know how this is going to work, but if you go play that through my window, this is more what the Navy was envisioning, I think, with the submarines. We found that when you play it against a plate glass window, it sounds pretty good on the room you're in, but it sounds amazing on the other side. It's filling. I don't know if you can tell, but it's filling the room. We're going to bring his microphone over. Rick McQuinn, can you reach it over there? It's sort of picking it up.
It's very clear.
It's a lot better on a plate glass window.
Oh, that's so funny.
So maybe for a party, Liz immediately went out and bought it. You know, she likes those portable speakers, but she's going to take it when she goes tubing down the river, that she has a dry box, and she's going to put it right. Okay, you can bring it back, Jeff. She can put it right on the dry box. They come in four different colors. You can see there, silver, blue, red, and black. I have to say, I've seen a number of these diffusion speakers. This is actually a surprisingly popular category, mostly because of its gimmick element. Dick on the Gizwiz is always showing these things off. This is the best made one I've seen. It's heavy. It's made out of metal. It's very solid. It has two positions: on, which will be playing out through the line; off, which obviously is off. And then if you put it into the Bluetooth mode, it'll play Bluetooth. The real problem I have with this is you just don't know what you're going to get. The idea is maybe you'd carry this around with you. It's even smaller, really, than that cube. You might carry this as you travel around, and then you get to the hotel, you put this on your bedside table. But and so this will be a good example. This is the file cabinet. It's not bad.
That sounds pretty good.
For voice, it wouldn't be bad.
I can feel it in my feet.
Can you really?
Yeah, I can feel
it. It's got amazing bass, and that's one of the things about this that's better than most of these other diffusion speakers is the bass is good because it's a very powerful driver. That's Bing Crosby singing.
By your forehead.
Hey, Jude. Now, you know what? When you... Okay, you Jeff said, put it on your forehead. You won't be able to hear it, but I hear it really well. Wow. It's like Bing is in my head. If I open my mouth, can you hear it? Anyway.
Can I feel it?
Yeah, feel it. You see the vibration. It's got 9 hours battery life, a little bit better than your Cube. Do it on your head. No, really, seriously. The Bluetooth pairing was easy. Works great with my laptop, with my phone. The price isn't bad. It's £49.99, £50, which is about $75. And I think the technology is cool. On the con side, you just don't know what it's going to sound like. The sound is very unpredictable. It works great on a plate glass window. It might work great on your bedside table at your hotel, but it might not. And it is not, as with yours, Shannon, it's not a Bluetooth headset. It's merely a Bluetooth speaker. So it is less than the Jambox. I have to say the Jambox is kind of the king of the hill. We've reviewed other similarly priced $150 to $200 portable Bluetooth speakers. They all sound better than this. For $75, you can buy it on Amazon. It feels good. It's cool looking. It comes in a nice package with all the cables you need and a nice little carrying case and so forth. I think it's an interesting technology, but I'm afraid I just can't recommend it. The sound quality is too inconsistent. You just don't know what you're going to get. Cool technology, but not ready for prime time. That is the Damson Twist Bluetooth speaker from uk.damsonaudio.com. And that's it for this edition of Before You Buy. I want to thank you for joining us. Thanks to our reviewers, too, Lorik and Jeff and Shannon and Anthony, of course. We do this show every Tuesday afternoon about 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That would be, you know, about 1 in the morning UTC right here on twit.tv. But if you miss anything, we put it up in two different ways on the internet. You can always download the full version, audio or video, on our website, twit.tv/BYB. But we also make each individual review unedited available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. You can email us, byb@twit.tv. Let Shannon know what you'd like to see next on Before You Buy. We thank you for being here. Hope we'll see you next time. Remember, you got to watch Before You Buy. See you next time.